The Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 52. Today is the 8th of June 2020, and I'm your host, Heidi. Thanks for joining us. Today's episode is titled, 8 Reasons Business is a Waste of Time. Heidi Chapman is brought to you by Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is a first-of-its-kind artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker. You can now convert any blog post or article into a full-length professional-sounding podcast, and share it with the world. Let's face it, most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't make them sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to it in the car, in the gym, while running, when they take the dog for a walk, while sitting in their cubicle pretending to work. And let's face it, they will listen while sitting on the toilet. So for your user's sake, make your content easier to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today and learn how your content can become easier to consume on the go. Employees who are constantly under time pressure tend to burn out faster, which has an impact on their performance. In the above and many other cases, the resources that are wasted are time, and time is wasted. It is not uncommon for employees in this situation to go looking for companies with a more sustainable work culture. If you don't give your team the resources it needs to succeed, prepare it for failure. This strategy will lead employees to focus more on what is going on in the organization's management, and they will not waste time thinking about what is expected of them. Research shows that almost 80% of employees experience bad management, which demotivates employees to do their best for the company they work for. Nowadays, a company does not need a leader to drive change and drive a business forward, but there are still many managers in the organization who tend to micromanage subordinates and assume the role of the boss whose only job is to demand more and more. Employees who waste their time are often bored, dissatisfied with their job, have no incentive to work harder, and are bored. When it comes to getting to know your employees and interacting with them on a daily basis, you should be aware of these signs, as they can take a heavy toll on productivity and put you in a better position to be proactive. Provide immediate feedback on well-done jobs and offer course corrections if necessary. As they strive for more responsibility, they offer new tasks that challenge their initiative, decision-making, and creativity. The commitment to serve them better strengthens relationships and improves loyalty, leading to a win-win approach. When you start to focus internally, one of the quick and remediable ways to eliminate waste is to create your own workforce. Flag inefficiencies in your daily tasks and train people to perform them every day. The economic turmoil of the last 5 years has undoubtedly prompted companies, large and small, to tighten their belts and look for leaner ways of working. There has never been a worse time to look for ways to eliminate waste from your company's supply chain. The truth is that any business can benefit from regular supply chain reviews. Start by reviewing how each section of your supply chain would evaluate its efficiency. While the benefits are attractive, much remains to be done before you get a fully functional system that avoids waste and continues to make incremental changes that make your supply chain more efficient. Based on our extensive experience in this area, we have compiled a list of 8 places where you can initiate efficiency improvements in your company. You may think that writing a business plan is boring and a waste of time, but once you have written down an idea, you tend to think more about it. When you create a written business plan, you give yourself the chance to think deeply about the idea. What could and really should be more important than a good business plan and a great business strategy? Some companies like to believe that they are the best in everything, but this has arisen out of a natural desire to keep everything in-house. This is not the best way of working, and whatever strategy you adopt, it is important to have a good business plan and a good business strategy. Some parts of your business can be outsourced to experts in the region to reduce costs and make the business work faster, but failure to outsource the business can cost you time, money and expertise as a business, and it is not good for your way of working. If you want to run a successful property management company, now is the time to stop overpaying builders. For example, renovating a 900-foot-2-in unit for $15,000 may seem like a bargain at first, but do you know other contractors could do the same job for a fraction of the cost or even less than you? Do you have a good business plan and plan to get your real estate management company out of business in time? If 50 quick auto repairs can turn into $500 damage, imagine you wanted to grow your business. Whether you're editing a book or designing an app, you need to make some effort to do and sell things. The more time you spend keeping up with the book, the less time you spend on making your business thrive. If your workplace is too stressful, you should think about how to change it, otherwise you will face significantly lower productivity. Over time, you become more efficient, and if you are a researcher, you will eventually learn something about it. An important reason for low employee productivity may be that you do not feel part of the company you belong to. It is important for the CEO and executives to ensure that their company's environment is welcoming and that they do not feel undervalued. Communicate the principles and values of your company to your employees and make sure that everyone will continue to follow them. This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode 52. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time. Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is a first-of-its-kind artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker. You can now convert any blog post or article into a full-length professional-sounding podcast, and share it with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't make them sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to it in the car, in the gym, while running, when they take the dog for a walk, while sitting in their cubicle pretending to work. And let's face it, they will listen while sitting on the toilet. So for your users' sake, make your content easier to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today and learn how your content can become easier to consume on the go.